Hey guys, welcome to my podcast of Stephanie's Thoughts and Ideas. Here I am with my guest speaker, Bella.
Hi.
And today we're going to be discussing about what systemic racism is and the effects that it has on the African-American community, as it also relates to, or how it relates to, the criminal justice system.
So the official definition of systemic racism is policies, practices, and economic and political structures which place minority racial and ethnic groups at a disadvantage in relation to an institution's racial or ethnic majority.
Okay, and so what I think about systemic racism is, basically, if you understand what personal racism is, so like what you believe, it's like total opposite. So basically, systemic racism is like how you, like, where you get it from, like, other resources besides how you feel about it. So, like, there's, like, so many examples, like, ads, especially the news, how, like, books, like, anything besides, like, your beliefs and your thoughts is what systemic racism is. So what do you think it is, Bella, in your words?
In my words, it's more like, kind of like you said, like, how, like, when you see, like, on TV, or, like, corporations that, like,
Well, you talked about corporations. You brought up a really good point.
Yeah, like, Alec.
Okay. Okay, yes, Alec. So, Alec is, we should probably look up the actual, like, what Alec actually means. Like the A-L-L. And while you're looking it up, I'll say what I feel about Alec. And so, what I feel about Alec is that it's a very unfair, like, corporation, which is mostly all, like, racist white people who really want to take control of basically everything, like the government, money, like the whole United States. And so, and I don't know if I said it, but mostly, they're mostly Republicans, and we all know that mostly Republicans are more on the racist side than if we talk about Democrats, but we're not going to go into politics because this is nothing about politics. But also for Alec, they own, or like they're with a lot of, like, famous companies. So, like, for example, I remember seeing Walmart,
and there was
State Farm. There was, like, a bunch of oil companies. I think that the NRA was in there. Like, there was a lot. And then also what happens is when they see, like, other cultures or races, like whites, Asians, blacks, like, any other race besides whites, like, starting to get, like, to putting them down, or they getting more power, that's when Alec starts to dish out all their millions and millions of dollars to all their companies that they're with to bring them back down, because they don't want them to have power. Alec wants to always be on top. So can you tell us what the actual Alec means?
I couldn't find an exact example, but here it says Alec supports its members through an array of volunteer driven initiatives. Basically, it's just like you said, like, Republicans, like, the rich, the people up there that, like, donate money to, like, a corporation, as you said, mm-hmm. that, like, makes, like, ideas and laws and pushes them to, like, big, like, people, like, senators and stuff like that to, like, or, like, the president, like, to make laws that will continue to keep, like, minorities below, like in the lower class.
Mm-hmm. And talking about bills, we watch a documentary on Netflix, so if you want to watch it, if you have a Netflix, you know,
it's called The 13th.
Yes, The 13th. And so they actually showed, like, a really good example on how we tried remembering what president it was speaking at the time, but we couldn't recall. But there was a speech by one of our presidents that we had in the past, and they were saying about a bill that they like thought of and that they were gonna pass, but literally he didn't think of it or didn't make it up. It was all Alec. So Alec, they try to stay like hidden in a way, and so they make a there's a bunch of laws that we have right now that have are like bills that got passed into laws that were made from ALEC, that ALEC made and passed them to the presidents so they could
keep minorities down.
Uh huh. Okay.
And, like, of course, they're not going to say it's, like, they're being racist or anything like that. But they technically are just, like, in a different way by trying to keep minorities down there since, like, they've always put them down there, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay, so do you have, like, an example of, like, the criminal justice way? Like, the one crime that happened about Trayvon Martin?
Oh, yeah. We see, like, systemic racism again when, like... The Trayvon Martin case,
yeah.
He was just walking around like a rich neighborhood, and like a guy that was living there thought he was suspicious, even though like he really wasn't. He was just walking around like, I think he was probably going home.
I don't know if he got some food from like a corner store or something. I think he was just walking home, and gone.
Yeah, and the man who lived there, since he thought he was, like, being all suspicious, he followed him, and he called the police, and the police were even, like, just leave it to us, you know, like, we'll take care of it.
They even said, like, don't, like, we heard a recording, and they're, like, don't follow him.
Yeah, like don't follow him, like, stop what you're doing, and he still continued to follow him, and, like, he started to, like, chase him, and, like, he eventually shot him and killed him. And then, when they took that to, like, the court... he won because he said he was using self-defense, and there was a law that says
that if you're feeling like threatened or anything, and if you like, let's say like if you hurt someone because you didn't feel safe, you won't be proven guilty, because basically is it the Second Amendment of
the right to bear arms.
And then. Yeah, I don't know. I have an example of, like, systemic racism. Okay, so also systemic racism also falls into, like, when we were talking about in the beginning about, like, ads, books, TV. So I'm going to bring up one about the news, actually. The news has a really great, I don't know if people notice it, but I know I do because I watch the news a lot. And so they have, they know they have a lot of audience watching them, from young to
Old people.
And so I want to say senior citizens. I don't want to be too mean, but you said old people, so we'll say old people. And so they know they have like a big audience, and so they like to state what they think is out, like right out there. And I know here in Chicago we have a bunch of news channels, but there's one specifically that I know, that's Fox 32 News, and they are more on like, I can say more on the Republican side, so they're typically more racist. And I just realized this now when we were talking before this, that all of their workers or like meteorologists, like all their people, they're all white. And whenever there's something going wrong about like some black or Hispanic, like they always backfire on them. Like they always have something like mean or bad to say. And there's another one that's, I think it's called ABC News, and they're all mixed races, and like I've never watched them backfire on like whites or blacks or any race. So that's another thing that people watching from the news can be like, oh, they're talking about this is true, now I'm gonna think that way also.
Yeah, so, and I remember in the movie that we watched, 13th, that they even said that, like, in their shows, like, the show Cops, I think that's what it was called, that they, like, most of the time they only showed, like, African-American people, like, getting arrested and doing bad things and stuff like that. And, like, a lot of people watch that show because, like, I don't know, people, like, I hear people, like, older people use a lot of references to it, and, like, how it used to be, like, a really popular show. And, like... watching like African Americans always being the bad people, like that puts like that image into people's minds that like they're always gonna be bad and stuff like that. And, like, that's not right.
Exactly.
All right. I think that's it.
Yeah,
that is our topic that we were talking about systemic racism and the effects it has on the American African community as it relates to the criminal justice system. Thank you for watching, and hopefully you are, or thank you for listening, and hopefully you're having better weather than we are, because it is pretty bad out here. It's raining and it's cold. So
they haven't seen sun for like a couple days.
You're right. So thank you for listening, and stay tuned.